Good morning and welcome to the Jacob Mwimba page. May the Lord bless you and thank you for tuning in. Your time is so valuable to us and we appreciate your time in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we go further, let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to you, Father, gracious Father, give us your grace as we speak about the things of the Spirit. Lord, give us the grace so that we may speak with your Spirit. And those who are listening may listen with the Spirit of God, with your Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open our hearts to your word. Open our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we know your word has eternal life. We know there is deliverance in your word. We know there is healing in your word. We know there is salvation in your word. Father, give us the revelation through this session. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much. God bless you once more. We're going to talk a little bit about love. Just a short, small message on love. We're going to talk about that. We are not yet into that series, but God is prompting to my heart that I must speak a short message about love as we are preparing to go into the bigger series about love. And we also have not finished about faith. We have message written down. We have message that we are meditating upon, but God has not released us to release those messages. As soon as God gives us the go ahead, we shall release them. We're going to read from the book of John chapter 3 verse 16. It's a passage that many of us know already. So we're going to read from there in the name of Jesus Christ. We go there and we read the Bible says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We're going to leave from there. We're going to go read from the book of, again, from John 13. We're going to read verse 34. The Bible says, a new commandment I give you, love one another. As I've loved you, you must love one another. When the Bible says you must love one another, this is an instruction the Bible is giving us. We must love one another. The Bible says Jesus Christ was sent to us. He was given to us by God. God loved us so much that he gave us his best. Where there is love, there's no destruction. Where there is love, there's no critics. Where there is love, there's no looking down on others. But the Bible says to us, the devil only come to kill, steal, and destroy. Where there is hatred, that's where the devil is. Where there is lack of love, there is killing, stealing, and destruction. Where there is lack of love, there is hatred. There is pain of the past. There is bitterness. There is rage. Where there is no love, God is not in that place. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5, the first fruit of the Spirit is love. God is love. So we are to love one another. The Bible does not ask us if we feel like loving or if we want to love. The Bible gives us an instruction. As long as you are a Christian, you are under the obligation to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Who are our neighbors? Our neighbor can be a people of a different race, can be a people of a different background, different religion, can be a people of a different everything that you can think of. But the love of God does not choose. It does not give us specification on whom we are to love and not to love. The Bible says we must love our neighbors. It's a must. As long as we are Christian, we are under the obligation. When last did you show real love? The Bible says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. When last did you show love to your enemies? When last did you pray for those who persecute you as the dear children of God? When last have we been doing that? We realize today that we found ourselves living in the world where there's no love, and we are also following in that same path, the path of evil. where there's no love, where we persecute our enemies, where we pray against those who speak against us. Whereas the Bible says, pray for your enemies, love them, pray for those who persecute you. The perfect example is David. David in the Bible, he prayed for his enemies. He loved those who persecuted him. He prayed for them. He meditated for them. That God must show them grace. God must show them mercy. But today, there is no love in this world. What we always see is killing, destruction. Killing, stealing, and destruction. That's what we are exercising today as the dear children of God. How can we live like that? We are to show love to our neighbors. We are to give our best. When last did we give our best? We don't have to give what we don't need. We don't have to give what we don't require. We give our best. We have to give our best. Give your best time. Give the best of everything, for Jesus Christ was the best that God had and sent Jesus Christ to us. But where the devil is, there's no love. Where the devil is, there is destruction. There is killing. There is criticizing. There is hatred for no reason. There is violation. But where God is, there is peace. There is love. Let us go out there and show love to others. Let us start by showing love to our neighbors. Let us start by showing love to the people around us, so that the commandment of God may be fulfilled in our hearts, so that we may see God moving in our life. With that, let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever spirit of killing, stealing, destroying that the devil is putting in us, I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of killing, stealing, destroying, I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has recommended us to love one another. He said we must love. He does not give us the condition but to love. But you, the devil, you coming so that we do not love our neighbors, so that we do not belong to Christ. I say, you spirit of hatred, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare love. Wherever there is hatred, let that hatred be removed. Let the love of Jesus Christ begin to enter in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the love of Jesus Christ begin to take over in Jesus' name. Begin to take over in Jesus' name. Let the love of Christ begin to take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the love of Christ begin to take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a freedom. Freedom from darkness, freedom from hatred, freedom from pain of the past, freedom from killing, stealing, freedom from sickness, disease. The Spirit of God is right here. The Spirit of God is available. The atmosphere is charged by the Spirit of God. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever there is sickness, disease, wherever there is pain, I say, begin to move in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. You sickness and disease, be flushed out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You killing, stealing, destruction, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You pain, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You near success syndrome, you nightmare, you imprisonment, you sickness, I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a freedom. I proclaim freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Freedom is healing. Freedom is salvation. Freedom is blessing. I proclaim blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim salvation in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord bless you and good morning to your life. Remember, we are also on TikTok at J Kumwimba. You can join us there for weekly and some short messages in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you for tuning in Jesus' name. Amen.